And the reading is from James chapter 2. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but don't have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm, eat your fill, and you don't supply their bodily needs, what good is it? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. But someone will say, well, you have faith and I have works. You show me your faith without your works, and I by my works will show you my faith. If you believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you senseless person, that faith without works is barren? Wasn't our ancestor Abraham justified by works when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was brought to completion by the works. Thus the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see, a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. Likewise, wasn't Rahab the prostitute also justified by works when she welcomed the messengers and sent them out by another road? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead. Our theme today. Well, it's going to be a bit wacky, sort of. About three or four years ago, we had a look at something that some Christians were doing in Sawston, and that was the Besom Project, where Christians get together to help people out who really are desperate and need someone who cares about them, someone who can show them a bit of love. And it was an interesting project, and it's still going. And then about a year ago, I heard about Besom. Is it Besom or Besom? Besom. Ah, you've got to put the accent over the E. Yeah, right. Just think of bees. Besom. And Besom baby bundles. And I thought, what's that about? So I made some inquiries and I found out what it was about. And I thought, our church ought to know about this ministry that's going, this mission that's going on in our village that other Christians are doing. Because how can we pray for you if we don't know about it? How can we support if we don't know? How can we get involved if it's something that we might really want to get involved in if we don't know about it? So I asked Mia and Kate if they'd come here back in March, I think, and it fell through for all sorts of reasons. There were things happening that we couldn't get around. And so we looked at our diaries and said, okay, when can we make another date? And we searched and we searched and we searched. And this was the only one that really worked. So this is the day that Mia and Kate are going to talk to us about Besom baby bundles and that mission, and let us know if we would be interested in getting involved either in prayer support or in any other way, how we can do it. But if nothing else, to know what other Christians are doing in the name of Jesus in this village. So that's part of it. And I'm going to hand over now to Mia and to Kate to tell us about this mission being done in the name of Christ in our village and a lot of other villages. Over to you. Welcome.
This is the first time in a pulpit for me, I have to say. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this opportunity to come and speak with you. Thank you, Bruce, for inviting us. Thank you, Bruce and Kate, for having the conversation on the streets. Before, this is really about telling you about how baby bundles fits into Besom, and Kate is going to tell you all about that and how that works in this village. But before I hand over to her, I just want to take 1 minute just to put it into context of what the Besom is, in case there are people here who don't know anything about the Besom. So the BSEM is an entirely Christian-led organisation. There are about 30 BSEMs up and down the country. We opened one here in Sawston 5 years ago. There's a big one operating in Cambridge. There's another one in Histon. And we exist to enable church, you, to give your time here in Sawston to people who need help locally. Other BSEMs allow also for you to give your things, and that would be household goods that would benefit people who have nothing in their home or a broken bed, or so if you're replacing a bed or a sofa or a wardrobe or whatever, and it's good quality, you don't want it thrown away, you haven't got anyone to give it to, and you can't bear to take it to the tip, then BSEM is your organisation if you want to give it to us. And Cambridge will come and pick that up for free and give it to someone who doesn't have a bed or a wardrobe, and these people are in existence, sadly, still today across our village and Cambridge. Here in Sawston, we have teams of church people locally giving their time through projects. That might be a decorating project where we just go and paint somebody's front room. It might be a little DIY where we go and put up some shelves where they've fallen down for someone who just doesn't have a drill or can't operate one. Or we do garden projects where we go and might clear a garden from anything from the leaves that have fallen off the enormous tree that isn't even theirs to the hundreds of brambles that are blocking the garden and the children just can't play. What a lovely butterfly coming to listen as well. We also have a team that puts together baby bundle boxes. We've brought a couple in. We're going to show you those as Kate talks you through them. And that's a really exciting project, so I won't say more about that. In November, we receive Christmas hampers to give out to the people that we've served in that year. Anybody we've given anything to, if we have a hamper, we love to give them that as well. It's just a cardboard box wrapped up, filled with lovely goodies, and we give them just to remind them that God's still loving them, even though they've already had something from us. Here's another thing to say, we haven't forgotten you. We're always overjoyed, obviously, to receive financial assistance. We operate for free, we give things away for free, we pick things up for free, but we do have to operate. Sawston doesn't have such overhead costs as Cambridge, but we do buy in some of the baby goodies and the paint and the tools that we need to do the projects. Donations of clothing or knitted goodies, well, I'll leave this to Kate, really, but that's also welcomed. In Cambridge, we also have kitchen starter packs, which is it's like a box, it's like a washing up bowl that's just absolutely filled with goodies, with cutlery, fairy liquid, sponges, towels, kettle, saucepans, mugs, plates. If you have even just one mug that isn't chipped, and you don't know what to do with it, we would take it and we would put it in a kitchen starter pack for someone who's fleeing from domestic violence or who's come to the country and literally has nothing. And it's a lovely way of blessing people. We also do bedding packs as well. So any old duvets without stains, any sheets without stains, we can take all of these things if you wish to give them to us. We pass them on, sometimes to the homeless people as well when they're newly moved into new houses. So really, that's what BSEM does in a nutshell. I have some little leaflets if you're interested. I'll just leave them at the back by the door on that thing over there. I'm not sure what it's called, but where the books are. So if you'd like one, you can take one. We will hang around, won't we, for a little chat afterwards if anybody wants to come and talk to us. And I'll pass you over to Kate.
Morning, everyone. It's a real privilege to be back in Sawston Free Church. I began my Christian journey as a 12-year-old in your holiday club here. I won't say how many years ago. And it's just wonderful to be back here. And actually, that change in date is exciting because back in March, I wasn't in desperately great health, and lots of other things were going on. And over the summer, we've just had so many encouragements in baby bundles that actually I'm standing here today just being extra, extra thankful at what God's been doing in baby bundles. So wonderful timing. 4 years ago, me and my husband and our children went up to the Keswick Convention, which you've probably heard of, a big Christian convention up in Cumbria. And there was a little book, there's always a bookstall, but this book was on the stall just as they were trying to sell them on. Ordinary Mum, Extraordinary Mission. And I just happened to pick this book up. And in the book, it's talking about the call to live a missional life and what that is. And that what that means is we look to intentionally share the love of Jesus wherever and with whoever we find ourselves. I'm a mum of six. And so I often find myself with other mums and around nappies and everything. And being a mum was a wonderful calling and is sufficient calling. But at that point, I just thought, I just want to use my contacts within the village and within toddler groups just to really do something for the Lord. In here, a mum in Sheffield had just formed Baby Basics in Sheffield, giving out essential items for very vulnerable mothers up there. And I was just so inspired. God really inspired me to set that up in Sawston. Wonderfully, Mia had just started bring the knowledge of BSUM locally to us. And it just seemed that baby bundles would fit under the umbrella of BSUM really, really well. God is absolutely amazing. Totally unknown to me, Becca Herrick, who was one of the church wardens at St Mary's, happened to be in Keswick at the same time, a young mum, picked up said book also, came home and read it and thought, gosh, it'd be great to do a baby bundles in Sawston. We happened to meet at a toddler group, baby bundles formed. Personally, when I had my first child, Joseph, 16 years ago, my husband was a very junior teacher. I decided that I wanted to be at home to raise my children. We had him in the Rosie. I haven't told many people this, actually. We left the Rosie not actually being able to even afford the ticket to get us out of the car park, just because you're paying a mortgage, aren't you? All this other stuff. And we went along, bumbled along, just into overdraft. And when we got home, and it almost makes me cry now, you know, you're bringing this vulnerable baby home and you're thinking, gosh, Lord, why have you called us to have this baby right now? And on the doorstep were these two huge bundles of nappies that an older couple in our church at the time had left. They wouldn't have even known our situation. And the provision of that. Now, we had a secure roof over our heads and we had the potential to earn money because my husband had a good job. People are in so many more desperate situations than that. So if that little pack of nappies brought me such hope and comfort that Lord was providing for us, then that's what we want to do for others. What I want to say, actually, I don't want to talk much about me, really. I want to talk about the Lord's provision and the Lord's faithfulness. Mia has been an incredible example to me of utter dependence on the Lord, which I've been able to extrapolate way out of my work at Bundles into life generally over these last 3 to 4 years. That she's taught me time and time again. I am a complete and utter control freak. And I couldn't get my head around the fact that we were going to make these bundles up and walk into our storeroom and not know if everything was going to be there or not. I like it. This is what we're going to have in the bundle. And it wasn't like that at all. God's faithfulness and provision has been phenomenal. I am utterly weak, doubting, fearful. I'm often tired. I've been busy. Our sixth child was a complete surprise to us. So during the life of Bundles, I've been really preoccupied. I've been disorganised. I've sent out, you know, calls to meet up with 24 hours notice. And God has provided absolutely everything. Right down to toys when we needed a special toy. That was courtesy of someone in this congregation, which was amazing. Just people I met in the street, and stuff has just come at the 11th hour to meet particular needs. We were there on Friday. We needed to do 3 girls' bundles. We didn't know if we had enough bits, and someone found a bag in the bottom of the wardrobe with brand new outfits with labels on. God is so good. If we're servant-hearted and we offer ourselves to him, even if some days it feels like the tiniest, tiniest little bit of giving of ourselves, he will grow it abundantly, and I've learned that in so many ways. Time and again, just what we have needed, your hand, Lord, has provided. That goes way outside the remit of Bundles, doesn't it? Okay, now, since we began, we have given away 43 of these bundles. We get our referrals wonderfully from three places currently, the Children's Centre, JHC and Health Visiting. I was very blessed to be able to be a trustee at JHC for some time, and I'm on the advisory board at the Children's Centre, so it was a wonderful connection that we made. And the therefore, the need has been determined for us before we get the referral, which is lovely. So we know that we're actually providing for people who really need it. What do we give? I'll go through the items probably in a moment, but if I just give you a general idea, we give 0-3 bundles, 0-3 month bundles, and a later 3-6 month bundle. Our early bundle is a newborn one, and the later one is kind of designed to be a weaning bundle. We got the feeling that as people get to that sort of stage, there's often new things that they might need. So the 0-3 one has newborn vests, sleep suits, knitted cardi, we have some wonderful knitters, soft, dribbly sort of bib type things, blankets, cot sheets, hats, which are often knitted for us, baby wipes, nappy bags, baby bubble bath, cotton wool pads, a baby book, nappies, a treat for mummy, which St Mary's have wonderfully given us fair traded chockey, or it can be smellies for the bath as well. Muslin cloths, towels, socks, sometimes formula if that's specifically requested, toys. Yeah, so whatever we've got in stock, whatever people have given. The weaning one has very similar items. I have to take my... but has the addition of cups, sorry, such as this, and the baby bottle, which is bowls, little food storage pots, freezer trays for putting purees in, and yeah, just bigger clothes, bigger nappies. We tend to put size 2 in a newborn and size 3 in a newborn. If you've got a premier baby, then we adjust. If you've got a much bigger baby, then we adjust for that. So who are we on the bundles team at the moment? There are currently 9 of us, but there is no limits in the demographic for this. We've currently got 8 mums with either preschoolers or school-aged children, and 1 mum who's got grown-up children. But we welcome all to our team. We would love to welcome all. Currently, we've got Christians in the village from St Mary's and Christchurch South Cams. That's just the way it's worked at the moment. But I have a real vision for this being a Christians altogether in Sawston. Any Christian who's in Sawston and wants to give their time, their money, or their stuff, that is wonderful. We currently meet on the second Friday of the month in the village. That again, you know, I popped up on evenings, or, you know, if the need arises, we jiggle that around. But we like to have some set time. At the moment, our roles are we sort the donations that come in, we launder and press the clothes. We've got a couple of ladies who take stuff home and launder and press it. We clean up any toy donations. Some of us shop for the consumable items, obviously the nappies, the nappy wipes, or the cotton wool buds. A lot of it you have to obviously buy in. Some of us do deliveries. I love doing deliveries because then I can actually, particularly if they're in Sawston, because we do sometimes go a little out of the village. I love that because then you can meet the family. Sometimes you are already aware of the family. And then the wonderful thing is trying to network with them. We have a wonderful toddler group provision in this village. Your church is amazing at that. I come on a Thursday morning and I love that. It's wonderful how God works, and when you've delivered a bundle, you suddenly meet that person in the street, don't you, 10 times that week or something. We also have people knitting, hats, blankets and cardies are the main things there. We'd love to expand that a little. And we obviously have people praying, and that is the main thing. Very often on a Friday morning, we might have 8 preschoolers with us, and we're running around, and we're trying to dispatch people to do the work. And I have to say, hold my hands up, we don't always pray as much as I would love to. The current arrangements are, we operate like a little coffee morning, really, a little fellowship, meeting at my home for a couple of hours, or at another team member's home. And we then send out 2 or 3 of us, depending on how many we've got on a said morning. So the rest stay behind to run the creche, because that's needed. The others go to Mia's house. Mia has been incredibly patient with us. She has a wonderful servant heart and has given various bits of her home over the years to house all the staff and to let the kids run riot. I have a vision now that we are at a stage of life. Mia's children are growing a little. She doesn't want preschool toys everywhere. And I think we're at the point, I don't know what God's going to do, we're praying, where this could grow bigger. I would love almost to have slightly more of a public, public place. Yeah, and it to be more aware of it. Somewhere bigger where we could have the kids playing and the storage space in the same place would be wonderful, because often it's quite hard to leave your kiddie, or, you know, we've got time restrictions. And then it just to be seen a little more. So we're praying at the moment for somewhere bigger where we can operate a creche or a coffee morning and have the storage and makeup facilities under one roof. We're thinking of particular places, but that would be lovely. And having somewhere public in a way would be easier than someone's home. But if there's someone who's got a four-bedroom house and the kids have left home, and actually it would work to have a creche there and one of their upstairs rooms could be used to store, wonderful. Let's give it to God and see what he does with that. Donations that, this is just repeating really, but the donations which we are praying for, money to buy the bits, the actual stuff, if people go shopping and just want to throw a few extra bits in the trolley that fit the bundles, wonderful. And time as well, time for doing all the bits that I've mentioned. The main thing we want to be in all of this is a witness to God's love, and a bridge between those of us who have been abundantly blessed materially and spiritually, and are able to give some of that to those that are in need. If I could just read to end, really, from the book that inspired me in the first place. So this is this other lady's words, but it's exactly what we want to do here. It's quite emotional, so I'll try to get to the end. We can give things that will make a difference and help remove some of the stress from the first few weeks. I remember the enormous gratitude of one young mum. She was so grateful that someone had cared enough to give her shower gel to use after the birth of her baby. One of the midwives some time ago phoned us up to say that she'd just dropped off a basket to a family, and when she went back to the house afterwards, the house felt different. It might seem that all we give is a basket, some sleep suits and a few nappies, but it carries something else with it. We pray over the baskets. The midwife knew that something had changed in the house, even though she wasn't a Christian. This describes me a little bit, this next bit. One day we received a huge donation, and I was looking at the heap of stuff that needed sorting through. It was a hideous mess that I had to wade into and organise, and I felt grumpy and ungrateful and didn't want to do it. But then I had a picture of the presence of God over all those bits and pieces waiting to be used. I'm grateful to be a part of Baby Basics and grateful for what God has shown and taught me through it. I'm keen to keep going, to keep being part of something that connects our wealthy church to the people that Jesus would be hanging out with. Ultimately, I hope that what we do speaks eloquently of God's love and the love of his people. Please do talk to me and Mia at the end if anything that we've said has moved you to want to help in any way, or just if you want to know a little bit more about the work of Bundles and what you can be praying for. I really covet your prayers. I'm busy, and I recognise that very often I don't give the work of Bundles to the Lord enough. And he can do amazing things through this, and we want these people that we visit to know the love of Christ and to join us in our church congregations in this village. Yeah, so please do pray for the work of Bundles. Thank you. Sorry, I hope that wasn't too long, Bruce.
We're going to sing. I thought this was rather appropriate given the topic. From heaven you came, helpless babe, entered our world, your glory veiled.